Vermont poet Karen McCadden is back with her first book of poems since the release in 2020 of Keep This to Yourself, which featured verse about the loss of her brother to an opioid overdose. Her new collection is called American Wake, and it touches on similar themes of loss, but it also celebrates her family's rich Irish history. I spoke with McCadden recently and started by asking her about her efforts to join the thread of that past to her present. There are poems here that seem cognizant of the past and your own Irish roots, and I'm wondering why you wanted to dig into that past. And they're in poems like Leganí Donegal. And please feel free to correct me. I probably butchered the name of that part of Ireland. How do you say that?
Leganí, you got the first one right, and that's impressive. And Donegal. So well done. During the time that I was writing the poems for this book, I was thinking a lot about home. I'm a second-generation American and an Irish citizen. I grew up with my Irish family, my grandparents. My father's parents both came from the same valley around Leganí, Donegal. And they came over separately and met again in Boston and fell in love and got married. I was raised with them, and I always wanted to know. They had these beautiful accents. There was this constant reminder that they were from this other place, but they never talked about it. If they ever argued, they would end with my grandmother saying, well, at least we didn't have a dirt floor, Johnny, which is just this great memory, how feisty and funny she was. But they were gone, both of them, by the time I was 18. And they wouldn't talk about Ireland, and they would tell me, wisht your blether, wisht, when I would ask. They wanted us to be Americans, and they had been through a lot.
What does that mean, wisht your black? I'm not even saying it right.
Wisht just means be quiet, but your blether is just like blather. So wisht, stop your blathering is really what it means. And whenever she'd want me to be quiet, she would say, wisht, 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 which is also a lovely word that makes it into, I think, one of the poems in the book. I always wanted to know where we came from. They wouldn't tell me, so I figured it out. I found my father's first cousin still on my grandfather's farm. And so these poems about Ireland are written there.
You know, I'm going to assume that the title of this collection, American Wake, is not an intentional recognition of the pandemic that we've been struggling through for more than a year now at the time that we're speaking. Do you feel, though, that the title does work in that context?
You know, I do. What the title actually means, it's a reference to the tradition of sending when your children would leave to go to America from Ireland, they would have a real wake for that person. It's called an American wake. You would treat the person who was leaving like someone who had died. You would eulogize them and you would have an official wake for them. It would be an all-night affair. And in the morning, you'd walk them to the boat. Because you'd never see them again, you'd have to treat them like they were dead. So this idea of the living being treated like the dead is really just, it just hurts my heart. It's a beautiful and terrible ritual. So the idea of it being resonant in this time is definitely true. This is a place where our country is in a mass mourning, and we felt out of control, much like the Irish did when they were sending their children because there just wasn't enough to eat. And also, I think of the title in terms of the opioid crisis, an American moment that is also uncontrolled, untethered loss.
This book feels very much to me like past, present, and even kind of an insouciant wink at possible futures. And in talking about possible futures, I would love for you to read a little bit of one of my favorite poems in this book, and it's called Choose Your Own Adventure, Loneliness. This is not at all as sad as the title might suggest. You cleverly work in an interactive kind of reading here. I wonder if you could just read us the first portion to give folks an idea of where you were going with this.
Sure. Choose Your Own Adventure, Loneliness. I'm lonely, you say to the wall at night in the village. You forgot to pull the shades, and you feel even lonelier with the world so big around you. Pretty soon, you are really small from all the thinking about the universe that happens there on the red couch, your knees up under your chin by now. To get up and get a snack, continue to line 9. To get even smaller, go to line 18.
See, what I love about that, and those last two lines you just read there, those are in italics in the book. So it is like that pause where you can jump to a different part of the poem. And, you know, you can literally read this poem in a different way each time. I did this, and you get a new meaning from it, depending on what and how you choose. What inspired you to choose this method?
I am so delighted that you took the time to read the poem in many different ways. That was my fantasy, that somebody would be like, oh, I could do it this way. And right. So that's really delightful to me. I write a lot about difficult things, and this is a sad theme, but I really like humor, and I like the tension between a little bit of absurdity and deep emotion. Like, wait, what? What are we doing? You know, I can read the poem many different ways about how to feel sad. And I also love the idea of it being recursive, that there are so many layered ways that we can feel lonely, and that we can wander through our loneliness in myriad ways. So using a form like that can help you write about something difficult.
Karen McCadden is a Vermont Book Award winner, and her book, Keep This to Yourself, was awarded the Button Poetry Prize. She teaches at Montpelier High School, and her new book of poetry is called American Wake. Karen, thank you so much for speaking with us again.
Thank you so much for having me, Mitch. This has been really great.